When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Rays Radio Network proudly presents This Week in Rays Baseball. Here's your host, Neil Solons.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our latest podcast. The reason we're doing one here on Tuesday, the 31st of January, is because we have the third long-term extension for a Rays player within a week. It became official on Tuesday. The Rays had extended Yandy Diaz, 3-year deal with a fourth-year option, the main 3 years worth $24 million, and this brings now a total of 8 players the Rays have under contract for multiple years. 4 on the position player side, Wander Franco, Brandon Lau, Manuel Margot, and Yandy. And on the pitcher side, of course, 3 starting pitchers, Tyler Glasnow, Zach Eflin, Jeffrey Springs, and reliever Pete Fairbanks. Now, on the podcast, in a moment, we're going to hear from the Rays president of baseball operations, Eric Neander, not only about the Yandy extension, but also some big picture stuff with spring training now just about 2 weeks away. But we begin with Yandy Diaz and also Manny Navarro. First, starting with congratulatory remarks from Yandy and what this all means to him.
No, muchas gracias. No significa mucho, ya que no, nunca pensé que Tampa me iba a dar un contrato así. Bueno, y gracias a Dios. Lo puedo lograr con, ¿sabes? Con todas las cosas buenas que he hecho con el equipo.
No, thank you. And, you know, I didn't expect something like this to happen, especially with Tampa. But, you know, I'm very grateful for, you know, what they're doing for me and to be with this team.
Tell me when the discussions started and how they went. Dime cuando comenzaron las discusiones y cómo fueron.
No, sí, por lo que todo el mundo sabe, no, estaban discutiendo sobre el arbitraje. ¿Sabes? Ellos estaban ofreciendo por abajo y mi abogado estaba pidiendo más, pero no se ponían de acuerdo, pero bueno, parece que tanta la espera fueron esta buena noticia.
As everyone knows, with the arbitration negotiations, you know, my agent, my side wanted more than they were offering. Come to find out, you know, they had been talking about other things, and luckily this came out of it.
So what was your family's reaction when you told them? ¿Qué fue la reacción de tu familia cuando les dijiste?
No, se sorprendieron porque, tú sabes, hoy te digo, nadie se esperaba eso. Y para mí fue una bendición, ya que yo siempre he querido jugar toda mi vida para Tampa. Bueno, y ya gracias a Dios, con este contrato puedo estar 3 años más con ellos.
No, it was very much a surprise for my family. They didn't expect it. It was definitely a surprise, and it's definitely a blessing to be able to spend at least the next 3 years with Tampa, who I've been wanting to spend a lot of time with.
This is good news, but you have more good news. Esta es buena noticia, pero estas más buena noticia, ¿sí?
Sí, estas fueron buenas noticias, porque te digo también. Gracias a Dios, también mi mujer salió embarazada y son dos de mis mejores noticias que estás esperando.
No, it's definitely good news, you know, and the second news is that my wife's also pregnant, so having 2 good news feels good.
I know you are so close to your mom. What did she say about both? ¿Y tu mamá qué te dijo sobre ambos noticias?
No, estaba contenta ya que ella quería un nietecito ya, y por lo menos ya pronto lo va a tener.
No, she was very happy. She, you know, always wanted a little grandchild, and now she's going to get it.
Awesome. Tell me, this place, the Rays, has been so special for you. Why is it important for you to stay here? ¿Por qué este lugar tan especial y por qué es importante para ti quedarte aquí?
Porque, como te digo, siempre he querido jugar con Tampa desde que estaba en Cleveland. Siempre me pareció un equipo, tú sabes, que no tenía grandes figuras, pero era un equipo que yo principalmente me gustaba. Y ya, y desde que llegué en 2019, ellos fueron los que me dieron la oportunidad de jugar todos los días, ¿sabes? Y yo demostrar lo poco de talento que tengo, lo pude demostrar con Tampa.
You know, ever since I was with Cleveland, I have always respected the organization of the Rays. I've always thought they've had a good team. You know, like they've not always had the biggest of names, but they've always, you know, found a way to win. And, you know, that was a good decision making for me to want to come to this team. And it's a team that I've always wanted to play for, you know, for a lot of my career.
Have you had a chance to reflect on your journey and how far you've come? ¿Has tenido la oportunidad de reflexionar sobre tu viaje y hasta dónde has llegado?
Sí, a veces me acuesto en la cama y empiezo a pensar que yo vine para acá, pero nunca tenía la idea de que podía poder llegar a la Grande Liga, pero parece que con el paso del tiempo y el sacrificio y los entrenamientos fuertes pude llegar a la Grande Liga.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I lay in bed and I'll just sit there and think about how, you know, I've always wanted to get to this level. What will happen once I get to this level, now that I am at this level, and really appreciate it and be grateful that I've been able to come through this, especially after all the hard work and especially all the training and everything I've gone through.
Did you receive a lot of messages? And which ones are most important? ¿Recibiste muchos mensajes? ¿Y cuáles son los más importantes?
No, he recibido mucho. Importantes son todos porque son personas que tú sabes que siempre han creído en mí y esos son los mensajes que siempre he querido recibir, ¿me entiendes?
I've received a lot. I've received a lot, and important are all of them, because anyone who's been around is important to me.
And how is your health? How do you feel now? How's your shoulder? ¿Cómo está tu salud? ¿Cómo te sientes ahora? ¿Cómo es tu hombro?
No, de salud me siento bien y mi hombro ya está mejor ya. Me estoy dando tratamiento 3 veces a la semana y ya gracias a Dios me siento ya de lo mejor ya.
No, I feel healthy, I feel good. I've been getting treatment on the shoulder 3 times a week and I feel a lot better now.
And how do you want to improve this year? ¿Cómo estás mejorar este año?
No, simplemente, o sea, seguir trabajando, que es lo que más yo sé hacer, trabajar duro, entrenar fuerte. Y siempre, ¿sabes? Nunca pienso en las cosas personales, siempre pienso en ayudar al equipo a ganar y eso siempre ha sido mi meta.
No, continue to work hard. I think that's always been the big attribute of mine. And do whatever I can do to help this team win.
Yandy, do you see yourself now as a leader? ¿Crees que ahora eres un líder para este equipo?
No, yo creo que siempre yo he sido como, no como un líder en el equipo, simplemente muchas personas me tienen como un ejemplo, digo yo, por mi forma de jugar fuerte y por mi comportamiento dentro y fuera del clubhouse. Y ahora es como, para mí es un compromiso doble, pero tú sabes, no me siento como un ejemplo, simplemente soy una persona que trato de darme bien con las personas y ayudar siempre al equipo.
You know, I don't want to say too much that I'm a leader, but more so try to lead by example. You know, I like to work hard so that my teammates can see that I'm working hard, and I think I owe it to them, especially more so now, you know, that promise kind of doubles. But as long as I can lead as an example, that's what I'm going for.
And you've been to the playoffs 4 years in a row. What are your expectations for this year? ¿Has estado en los playoffs 4 años seguidos? ¿Cuáles son tus expectativas este año?
No, simplemente trabajar el doble, porque ya, como usted dijo, hemos ido muchos años a playoff, pero lo que siempre tenemos en mente es ganar la Serie Mundial, que eso es lo que esperamos.
No, simply work double. Work double is hard. You know, we made it to the playoffs every year, but the goal is to always win the World Series.
Well, hopefully that happens this year. Congratulations again. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you in spring training. Felicidades otra vez. Gracias por tu tiempo y nos vemos en Orlando.
Gracias, hermano. Cuídense. Nos vemos en Orlando. Dale, manín. Cuídate.
Gracias, Yandy. Igual.
Dale, manín.
We appreciate Yandy Diaz and Manny Navarro joining us, and now with us, President of Baseball Operations, Eric Neander. Eric, first of all, why was Yandy a good extension candidate and why now?
Well, a player that we've gotten to know really well over the last 4 years that has grown tremendously on the field, off the field. Just really developed a strong relationship, and I think a player that has demonstrated a desire to continue to be here. this offseason is one that didn't play out with a whole lot of activity and left us in a position that, you know, hasn't been the norm, but a position where we could consider steps forward that maintain the group we have a little bit longer than we would otherwise. And, you know, we spent a lot of time going into this winter talking about offense. We didn't bring in anything from the outside in terms of accomplished, you know, run producers, but this was a situation where we got to take care of one of the best that we have here.
How important is he to the group offensively?
Hard to contextualize it, but very important. I think, you know, I don't think it's realistic or practical to expect him to clear the 400 on base, you know, number for the next few years, but it's a skill set that has been very stable. Very few signs, if any, of aging within it physically, and someone that has increased, you know, their comfort for our environment, which I think has only helped him. So when you have someone like him that works counts, puts the ball in play, is able to slow down, you know, the best pitchers in the league, you know, and put that at the top of your lineup, it really can be a catalyst that makes everything go, and we've seen that over time.
Is it more valued with potentially some of the rule changes, whether it's non-shift, whether it's the fact that pitchers have less time to even catch their breath between pitches and he can wear guys out from that regard?
I don't know. I think probably nothing more so than just the ability to, you know, recognize the ball early and make contact as pitching, you know, velocities have gone up, as stuff has gotten nastier, for lack of a better term. It's harder to hit, and he's somebody that sees it early and has exceptional hand-eye coordination. And just those are the very basic ingredients you need to compete against good pitching, and he does it better than anyone we have, you could say.
This is the third extension in a week, joining Jeffrey Springs and Pete Fairbanks and giving you eight players that are now signed for multiple years. That's probably the most that you've had. How can this be a help?
Well, excuse me, we talk a lot and have over time, and it usually doesn't get picked up, and understand why. There's a lot of transition with our roster, a lot of turnover. But we do believe in continuity. And, you know, you see some of these clubs that ultimately win a World Series, they're not always doing it on their first try. They're doing it with a group of players that have been together for some period of time, have had, you know, a lot of regular season success, postseason runs, fallen short, you know, learn from those, have grown together, grown closer. And continuity, playing together, playing for something bigger than yourself is something that is almost impossible to quantify, so to speak. But I think there's a lot of examples where you could speak to its importance. And this is an off season where things played out in a way where, you know, turnover wasn't necessarily something that those doors weren't opened in the way that they have in the past. And so it allowed us, an opportunity to increase our chances of keeping a really good group together a little bit longer, and that's what we've done.
You mentioned the marketplace. Did the marketplace help in some ways lead to this extension for Yandy because the price of offense went up so much?
It's a great question. I don't know. I'd like to think that the 4 years and the relationship that's developed between Yandy, our organization, you know, started it, the success we've had. You know, it's given us a chance to see him grow, see him develop, to really appreciate him. And, you know, they're personal decisions, you know, in terms of what makes sense for each individual. But I think, like I said, for us, we were on the lookout for increasing our offense. I think more so now as it stands, it's going to come through, you know, our breakthrough younger players, breakthrough candidates, and our bounce back candidates like Brandon. But it's just a situation where, you know, we've been looking for offense. We want to make sure that we don't take for granted the offense that we do have. And as I said, he's been one of our best, and we expect that to continue.
You mentioned, though, his growth and his development. So where has he grown and developed over the last 4 years the most?
I think, you know, he and us, you know, just the relationship, the trust, the understanding of one another. I can't empathize in any way, shape, or form for the life experiences that Yandy has had, nor could I for many of our players. So I think just over time, you've seen the trust grow and build, and you know, firsthand, it's the benefits of that are, you know, there's not really a limit. You know, once you have a relationship that reaches that point, and we're there now. I think this is a place that, and Yandy certainly can speak for himself, and he has, he will, and but it's a place where I think he finds comfort, where he trusts in us, and that's something that is reciprocated and mutual, and we very much trust and believe in him.
There are different ways to lead. Does he become somewhat of a leader as a guy who's been here and done that? Every year he's been here, the team has gone to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a pretty good run. I hope he is the the key driver in that and continues to, and he can take that another step and win us that last game. But yeah, look, we've been fortunate where we've had a lot of players the last few years gain playoff experience. Believe that will be better for that, and he's certainly someone that has, you know, really learned what it means to work hard, how to build a routine, how to find success with that, and you know, that's something that it's always helpful to have players that do that. We've talked about it a lot on the pitching side because we've been fortunate to bring in some really good veteran examples the last many years. He is someone that can continue to be that for the position player group.
With every extension, there is some risk. What is the risk factor on the Rays side for Yandy?
It's hard to see the future. You know, there's you never know which way it could go. I think for us, this is just something that we believe makes sense, you know, and that's fair. And this is someone that has been a consistent offensive performer. Certainly, anytime you look at our clubs over time, we always talk about our dependence on young ascending talent coming up through our system, and the importance of young players to our club is always going to be there. But you know, for us, Yandy's offensive abilities, he does have some positional versatility. I think that just about any path forward, he's going to fit us and fit us well.
You have always talked about not wanting to block the path, too, of younger players. And you go into this camp with Curtis Meade on the 40-man and Kyle Manzardo in big league camp for the first time. The versatility of Yandy to be able to play first, third, and DH, does that make you feel comfortable that at some point, if you need to fit all three of them in, there's room for all of them at the end?
Yeah, I think those are situations where you hope it plays out exactly as you just described. But to some of our crystal ball comments I've made, just been having the past, you never know. And as dependent as we are on young players, as excited as we are about some of our young players, those you mentioned and several others, it doesn't mean they hit the ground running on their first opportunity. You know, talked a lot about Isak Paredes, you know, taking him three opportunities over three separate seasons before he really started to find his footing and really believe that the major league level is where he's meant to be. You saw last year a lot of young, talented players get their first taste and struggle with it, and that can happen. So I think as dependent as we are on young players, as excited as we are about those young players, you can't get too far ahead in terms of the expectations you put on them. And if we get to a situation where, you know, we're trying to juggle playing time and it's challenging because you have more players performing offensively than you can fit, that's something that we look forward to happening, and hopefully that does happen.
And as we wrap this up, we're now 2 weeks from the start of pitchers and catchers formally reporting. What's your feel about the group? Let's assume there are no more changes to the roster between now and then.
I think, well, there's always excitement this time of year. You know, you're getting close to getting back on the field and getting out of all the theoretical stuff and just getting back to reality and what it is. This is a group, a core group, where I think you look at our starting pitching, it arguably is the best we've ever had. The quality, you know, and kind of the guys penciled in for the five spots, plus the depth, you know, a lot of room for pleasant surprises behind it. You know, people like Yanni Chirinos, you know, as an example, and all he's been through and what he showed late last year. The bullpen is as strong as can be. And I think our position player group, last year was a tough year. We were more beat up with that group than we have been in quite some time. I think this is a club that its talent base is much closer to what we saw, you know, 19 through 21 than the 86 wins last year, frankly. Now, there were things, you know, from balancing it that we talked about in the early going and things we attempted to do to better balance the group, help us against right-handed pitching. Those things to this point haven't materialized. You know, that might have been the cherry on top, so to speak. But from getting some of these extensions done, having really strong health reports on people like Brandon Lau right now. We're excited to get this group going, get off the ground, and see the benefits of continuity. And I suppose that's been compared to what we talked about coming into the year, but it's also the truth, as were those comments. And this is a group that is very capable, very good. If we can improve it further, we will. But we're also excited to get them out there, get them healthy, get them going.
Congrats on the extensions. Best of luck in Orlando. We'll see you there.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing our fans in Orlando and then back here in St. Pete as well.
Certainly appreciate the time of one Eric Neander, the Rays president of baseball operations, and certainly that of Yandy Diaz and Manny Navarro, too. And congratulate Yandy on his extension of 3 years, $24 million plus a fourth-year option. We will have future podcasts coming up before spring training and obviously a lot during spring training, too. You can always check out our blog, raysradio.mlblogs.com, for the latest on Rays baseball. Thanks so much for listening. We'll chat with you soon.